He said, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. A future and a hope. Hallelujah. You know, he gave me this right before I come up. He said, you know, when you spend time with him, the scripture says in Psalm 91, he said, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, Psalm 91, he said, shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. He said, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. Hallelujah. When you go to the secret place, when you go before the Father, and you can just love on him, and you can just talk to him, and find out what he's saying in his word for you, and not only for you, but for others that you come in contact with. You know, you be reading the scripture, it happened to me anyway. I can be reading the scripture, you know, and I'll be like, okay, so where am I going with this? Okay, so I get to read, I'm reading, and everything, you know, I get through my study time, and I get up and I leave, and come in contact with somebody, and they, guess what? Holy Spirit, my friend, he brings it to my remembrance. It's a word for that person at that time. So guess what? I always remember, it ain't always about you. We're just a vessel that God can use if we make ourselves available. But when you make yourself available, you got to be consistent about getting before God. Studying this word, meditating on it. Meditating on it. So you'll know what the word of the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, you know, if you have a blueprint or the directions to travel to a place or how to do a certain task, it is a lot easier to complete it, right? So if God has told us he knows the plan that he has for us, who should we be following? Who should we be trusting? Who should we be leaning to? Hallelujah. I mean, it said he laid the foundation. He told the water, you come no farther. God done this. He spoke all this into existence. He had a great plan. Just look around. You see what God created for us in this beautiful earth. Hallelujah. And not only did he create it for it, then he gave us authority over it. See, he had a plan. He had a plan. Praise God. It says, you know, when he created it, you know, I'm going to tell you how God is. He's just so God. And he, when he created Adam, the Bible says he formed him out the dust of the ground. And, you know, that body was just laying there. But God said, you know what? He breathed himself into that body. And it became a living soul, a living being. And then, you know, God spent time with Adam while he was in the garden. And I think Genesis chapter 2, it says when God created all the animals and brought them forth, say he brought them in front of Adam. And Adam, you think about how many animals on the earth, beasts and beetles and bugs and fish and everything. Just think about how many is on the earth. And the Bible said, and Adam named each one of them. He named each one of them. God brought him before Adam. He named each one of them. How could he do that? Because he had spent time with the Father. The Father was spending time with him. And Adam had no choice. He was like God. He was created in his image and after his likeness. He was like God. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, we are called God, little God, with a little G. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are like our Father. That's what we are. We are like our Father. Glory to God. He says, he tells us what he has given us, a future and a hope. But we have got to pray and seek him continually on a consistent basis. That's when we can speak like he speaks. And then we can see what he sees. Jesus said in John Gospel, Chapter 12, verse 49, he said, and I don't speak on my own authority. The Father who sent me has commanded me what to say, and how to say it. And I know his commands lead to eternal life. So I say whatever the Father tells me to say. See, he had a relationship. Yeah, and you finna hear about it here in just a little. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. He had a relationship. See, Jesus never went off talking out the side of his, or what you say, out the side of your mouth. I mean, you say this one time, and then the next time you're saying something totally different. No, Jesus only said what he heard the Father say because he spent time with him consistently. It says, excuse me. Well, let's see what Jesus spoke. When Jesus spoke, was he successful sometime or all the time? All the time. What does it say in Isaiah? My word never returns what? Void or empty of promise, but it shall do what? Accomplish what I have sent it forth to do. What did God send his word forth to do? To bless us, to prosper us, hallelujah, to heal us, to redeem us. That's what he sent his word forth to do. You know, we hear all these stories about God sent this, God did this, terrible thing. No, that's not the God that I know. That's not the God that I know. Those are people who don't know him. They don't have a relationship with him. He says, he only spoke the word of God. He didn't get caught up in this or that. From what I read, when Jesus spoke, things happened. You read that that Jesus was going off to pray or going off alone to spend time with the Father. Matthew chapter 14, verse 23. After he had sent the crowds away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. And when it was evening, he was there alone. Mark chapter 6, verse 46. After bidding them farewell, he left for the mountain to pray. Luke chapter 6, verse 12. It was at that time he went off to the mountain to pray, and he spent the whole night in prayer to God. Just these three scriptures right here alone, you notice that Jesus went where? Up to the mountain. You know, he gave me this scripture. He said, I look to the hills for which cometh my help. And my help comes from the Lord. Jesus was going to the hills, to the mountain, to spend time with his Father. So he could hear his plan. So he could spend time, so he could know where to go, what to do. Hallelujah. Mark Gospel, chapter 1, verse 35. In the early morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went away to a secluded place and was praying there. You know, and I didn't got this one wrote down in my notes, but Luke Gospel chapter 18, he said, man shall always do what? Pray. I mean, just talking to God, communicating with him. That's what he wants you to do, communicating with the Father. Luke chapter 5, verse 16, but Jesus himself would often slip away to the wilderness and pray. That is just a few you get to see. Jesus always prayed and spent time with the Father to get the plan so he would not miss it at all. Continually, consistently praying and spending time with the Father. I'm finding out, man, you get good results when you do this. I mean good results, great results. Man, it helps you. I'm talking about with your family. It helps you on your job. You know, when I say continually praying, I mean, man, I could be doing something at work. And, you know, and I'm praying and people around me don't even know I'm praying. And I'm spending that time with the Father, spending that time with him because I got to know his plan. I got to know his idea, his thoughts, because I've tried mine and mine ain't no good. I ain't done nothing but mess them up when I use my thoughts and my plan. But when I seek him and ask him for direction,